You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win was 17-5, now 4-1. And Marko Arnautović to score and Stoke City to win was 18-5. That's now 5-1. Some of those teams that were berthed in mid-table, Derek, not going to finish in the top six, but not going to be relegated either, still treated the FA Cup with contempt last weekend by fielding weakened sides. Stoke didn't, and then got knocked out by Wolves. Sunderland 18th in the league, good point at home against Liverpool in the last league game. And Jermaine Defoe, who's part of the enhanced odds offer, is keeping this team afloat, really, Sunderland. I quite like them, though, here at 2-1, Sunderland, Derek, in this match. What do you think?
Yeah, I do. I'm surprised to see Stoke favourites for this one. Again, they've only won two games away from home this season. You know, I don't see any mileage in backing them. And you're right, Sunderland, that performance against Liverpool, had I not watched that, I probably wouldn't have gone for them this game. But they were sensational in that 2-2 draw. I thought that the players weren't turning it on for David Moyes. They were just, you know, biding time before another manager was brought in, or biding time before relegation beckoned even more. But I've never seen a team put in so much effort in a game. Seriously, that's how impressed I was with them that day. And if they can do that against Stoke, they'll win. I think 2-1 is a bit of value. They won to get this picture 2-0 last season. In fact, they've won the last three on home territory against Stoke. They lost the reverse fixture in October 2-0. But there's something a little bit more about Sunderland now. Moyes is getting his feet under the table a bit more. And Stoke, a difficult team to catch right, aren't they? Decent performances against Chelsea and Liverpool, but still shipped 4 goals in both of those games. And that performance against Wolves last week in the Cup, well, it was as abysmal as anything, you know, you've seen this season. Has to be Sunderland.
2-1 Sunderland. Stoke have lost their last three Premier League away games, conceding 11 goals in the process as well. Simon, they strike me as a team without an identity at the moment, Stoke City.
Yeah, I think Mark Hughes is just maybe revising the identity that he'd tried to create for Stoke. The talk at the moment is that Bojan could be on his way. And, you know, he was almost the jewel in the crown of Stoke City just over a year ago, wasn't he? You know, the player that was meant to really emphasise how they changed from being a physical side to a bit more of a sort of almost like they call them Stoke Alona, didn't they, for a while? But I think Stoke Alona comparisons are all out the window now. This is definitely a more they're going for a more physical style now. Peter Crouch is back in the side again, isn't he? Peter Crouch is actually scoring a couple of goals for them. But this is a tricky game. Also made more tricky by the fact that Mike Dean's a referee. Now, remember at the start of the season, Stoke were having big problems with Mike Dean. He was giving penalties against them for every third corner that was put into their penalty area. To be honest, the grappling issue was a major factor. And I think they won't be happy to see Mike Dean referee this one. He gives a lot of penalties. He's also been fairly out of form recently, and some of his decisions have cost teams dear. I think he might ruin this one for Stoke City as well, to be honest. You know, I like Sunderland with Defoe scoring goals, Defoe scoring penalties as well, which might be interesting if there is a spot kick given their way. But yeah, I think Sunderland win this, to be honest, and Stoke going through a major identity crisis.
Yeah, I do like that. Defoe to score and Sunderland to win was 17-5. That's been enhanced to 4-1.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.